If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, hey. Good morning. Welcome. It is B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian is off this week enjoying a much-deserved vacation. I'm with you. My name's Joe Beamer. Good to have you here on this Tuesday morning. A little gloomy, but hopefully the weather turns around this afternoon, right in time for you to get out of work and enjoy what is left of this summer. It is primary day here in Western New York, depending on where you live. And I need to ask you a few questions about primary day, part two, 2022. Number one, do you know what district you're in? Do you know what's on the ballot for your registered party? And if so, do you care about the primaries? And the only reason I ask, do you care about the primaries, is the turnout. You hear the experts, the people who know what they're talking about. The turnout in NY23 is going to be around 20% or less. That's the turnout in NY23. And all we've heard for weeks and weeks and weeks is NY23. You know, every stop set, there's a commercial for one of the candidates in NY23. Yet the turnout's going to be less than 20%. So is it that you don't care? Is it that people don't care? I shouldn't say you. I'm not voting in the primary. I'm also not registered to one of the major two major parties. But what would bring you to the poll in a primary, and why is the turnout so little? Now, I have a few theories on this, and you know my thoughts on how toxic politics have gotten, and the fact that I think it turns a lot of people off to politics, so much so where, you know, they're not going to go vote in a primary, and, you know, they'll see how they feel on election day to go vote. Is it that? Is it being so turned off of politics? Is it not knowing what district you're in or not knowing what you're voting for? I had a conversation before the show, and no, it was not with Jimmy, but I had a conversation with someone before the show who thought that Langworthy and Palladino were running to fill Tom Reed's seat for 5 months. That is not the case. There is a separate special election in the old NY23 to serve out the remainder of that term. That is a separate special election. It is confusing. It's a very confusing primary season. But I don't think the person I talked to is the only person that thinks that with all the advertising we've heard. I also think there are people who think they're going to go to their polling place today and see Palladino and Langworthy on their ballot. And they're going to go in, say their party, and realize there's nothing on their ballot. I mean, I've seen Carl Palladino signs and Nick Langworthy signs in northern Erie County. Just so you know, northern Erie County is not NY23. So I think there is a lot of confusion of where the new districts are, who's actually running in your district. No, Carl Palladino and Nick Langworthy are not running to run against Brian Higgins. I've seen that on the internet. They're running to run against Max Della Pia, who will be the Democrat nominee in November. So I think there's a lot of confusion. I think a lot of confusion of, hey, where do I live? And hey, let's be honest. I think a lot of people, when it comes to this, are like me. Well, I'm too confused, and I don't want to be that person that walks in and says, I'm not sure I'm at the right spot. Or have you ever done this? Because I used to do this all the time. Walk into the polling place, and they have the two tables for the two different districts that are in that voting place, you know, state districts. And you say, I'm not sure. And they'll say, well, what street do you live on? It's always a little embarrassing. I think there are people who are genuinely confused. They don't know if they're voting, if they're still in NY26. They don't know if they're in the new NY23. They don't know if they might be in NY24. And by the way, NY24, if you're a Republican, there's a primary there too. NY26, if you're a Democrat, there's a primary. If Sean Ryan is your state senator, Democrats, you have a primary. Republicans, you don't, because Joel Giamba dropped out. But there's so much confusion. My mom texted me this morning. Do I have something to vote for in my district? And I'm sorry, I have to recheck NY23. Someone says it does go to Northern Erie County. If it does, I apologize. But again, check to, I mean, I'm, to be honest with you, I'm genuinely confused where the new districts are. I know I'm still in NY26. So I know that it doesn't change for me. But for some, yes, NY26 does get a tip of Northern Erie County. So again, go and check. But I think a lot of confusion has people staying at home. I also think there are going to be people who walk in and they are going to be surprised that they have nothing to vote for, or it's not the primary they thought they were part of. But I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930. Are you just confused this primary season? Maybe you don't like the candidates that are running in your party. That could be very possible. Maybe your party has two candidates or three candidates that, you know, you say, well, whoever wins the primary, I'll think about in November. Maybe that's part of it. Or are you just so turned off by politics? I mean, you know, we talk, and I do this a lot, and I know people get upset with me. I'm sure someone on the text board will say, you're a broken record, Joe. Okay, fine, I'll take that. But, you know, this toxic politics, and it does turn people off. And by the way, everyone should be taking part in the voting process. Now, not everyone can take part in a primary. If you're like me and you're the member of a third party, you can't vote in a primary unless you're a third party that has a primary, right? So not everyone's going to take part in the primaries over the summer. But on election day, I think, you know, everyone should do their part as an American. Even if you disagree with me on every policy issue, you know, you should go and vote. Everyone should go and exercise their right to vote. But I think people are so turned off by politics and by the words of politicians on the left and on the right. You know, this is the kind of thing where you kind of have to put your bias aside, which I find myself doing a lot. Put your bias aside and see that, yeah, politicians on both sides of the political aisle have just, and not all politicians, but a lot, have just gotten very toxic in the way they address certain things, right? You can agree with someone's policy. You can think someone, you know, again, I always say when you go to your polling site, you're not voting for your best friend. It's not a popularity contest, right? It's who do you agree with on policy and who do you think will put in place things you agree with. That's what it should be about. But then you have the words of politicians. We've seen it, and again, this happens on both sides of the political aisle. The words of politicians are just, even if you agree 100% with where they stand, it kind of makes you cringe. I think everyone's been there with someone. I think everyone has someone that they can point to that they agree with on policy. And heck, you might even go vote for them. But you do cringe at certain things they say, certain things they might have put on social media. And, you know, for you who might like that person and vote for them, there's someone that comment turned off. And no, they might not go vote against them. But they might just not go to the ballot. And we always hear the major two political parties are guilty of saying, well, it's all this side, it's all that side, right? I mean, for 4 years, We heard Democrats say, I mean, look how toxic Donald Trump is and the words he's saying. But then just yesterday, the governor of New York, who is not Andrew Cuomo. Remember, Andrew Cuomo said, I believe before COVID, or maybe during COVID, Andrew Cuomo said that conservatives were not welcome in New York State. Do you remember that? He said conservatives aren't welcome in New York State. Well, yesterday, Governor Kathy Hochul doubled down. And she said, let me get the exact quote. I don't want to take it out of context. Governor Kathy Hochul, yesterday, I believe on what was a campaign speech or something that turned into a campaign speech, said, quote, we're here to say the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? You are not New Yorkers. That was Governor Kathy Hochul yesterday. Now, that, in my opinion, is an absurd statement. And before anyone wants to point to me and say, well, Joe, what about Trump? What about Trump? Go back and listen to the tape. When President Trump tweeted something out that I thought just was completely unnecessary or I thought was awful, I said it. I called it out. Not many people are calling Governor Kathy Hochul out within her own party. But I think that is an absurd statement. And I also feel that people on both sides of the aisle should be coming out against that. I mean, could you imagine someone running on the Republican ticket for a national seat saying Democrats aren't Americans? Of course, Democrats are Americans. Republicans are Americans. Democrats are New Yorkers. Republicans are New Yorkers. I was born and raised here. And I refuse to let Kathy Hochul, Governor Kathy Hochul, tell me that, oh, you're not a New Yorker. And I'll be honest. I do not politically agree with much of Kathy Hochul, on much of what Kathy Hochul stands for politically. But I thought she was better than this. I really did. That's something that, of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo would say. But I didn't think Governor Kathy Hochul would stoop that low. And again, I'm sure people, those of you on the left side of the political aisle, you'll text in, you'll call in, you know, what about things Donald Trump has said? And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you're wrong. However, okay, if you're going to call out the Trump stuff, well, call out this too. I think this is worth some people on both sides of the aisle coming together and saying, you know, we're not going to stand for that. Just because we might not agree on politics, just because we might be from two different political parties, doesn't mean you're not a New Yorker. Doesn't mean you're not welcome in this state. I mean, I thought New York was inclusive. I thought New York was for everybody. I thought we were accepting in New York. I guess I missed when that changed. But this, it's comments like this that turn people off to go to the polls. Now, there are a lot of people in New York State who aren't going to go vote for Lee Zeldin because Kathy Hochul said this. However, there are people who might stay home because Kathy Hochul said this, right? I'm looking for a better expression here, but I don't know why we have to sink so low. Again, I thought Democrats, when they go low, we go high. But that wouldn't be acceptable from a Republican. I don't think it's acceptable from a Democrat. And again, I have a lot of respect for Governor Hochul. I did not think she would say something like this. I really didn't. I expect stuff like this out of Governor Cuomo. I did. I do. But, you know, my conversations with Governor Hochul have always been friendly. You know, I always point out she was one of the first people to congratulate me on my engagement. I don't view someone just because of their politics. That's never been me. All right. I can like someone, respect someone for the person they are and put their politics aside. I'm not blinded by politics like so many people seem to be. And I genuinely have respect for Governor Hochul. I just want to get that out there and say that. No, I don't agree with her politically. No, I would probably never vote for her in an election. But I have a lot of respect for Governor Hochul. I thought she was better than this. And I would say that if a Republican said something just as ridiculous, I would step out and say it. Like, I think we need to, at times, put our politics aside and just call something out when it's wrong. I don't know. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. What keeps you going to the polls on election day, on primary day? Or if you're not going to vote in primary, is it because of this confusion? You don't know where you are. Maybe you live in NY26 and a Republican, and maybe there's just nothing for you to go vote for. Or maybe I'm wrong and there is something for you to go vote for. Or are there some of you out there that have just been so turned off by politics with comments like this? And no, I'm not going to sit here and pretend it's just Kathy Hochul making comments like this. There are people on the right that make just as absurd comments. It comes from both sides of the political aisle. This is not a left versus right thing. But stuff like this does turn it turns people off. I'm sure there are people not voting in NY23 today because they're so turned off by politics. And not just NY23, any of the elections, any of the primaries. But I don't know. That was really disturbing to me. But I want to know from you at 803-0930, are you planning to go vote in the primaries today? And I'd really like to hear from those who aren't going to vote in the primaries today. And what's keeping you from voting? If you live in a district where there is a primary and you're registered to the party of that primary, what's keeping you home today? Why is there going to be such a low turnout? I don't buy that people don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. I watched the Mets last night and I saw a Paladino or Langworthy spot every other stop set. So I'm not going to sit here and buy it. People don't know what's going on. It's all every day on the local news. There's a segment about NY23. People know what's going on. But we're still going to have 20% or less of the turnout. Why is that? 803-0930, star 930 will get you on. If you're on hold, we'll talk to you after the news. It's BMAZ and Beamer, Joe Beamer with you for another segment here on WBEN.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, welcome back, BMAZ and Beamer, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just Beamer with you. BMAZ enjoying a much-deserved vacation. By the way, you know, Yankee fans, you don't have to at me. You don't have to text me, okay? I get it. You won. Congratulations. You finally found a way to beat the Mets. Only took three games. And you know what? We'll probably win tonight because DeGrom's start got pushed back. And Taijuan Walker just has been hit or miss. I mean, he's been inconsistent pitching. So, you know, it could go where the Yankees couldn't win at Citi Field and the Mets can't win in the Bronx. And hey, let's hope for a Subway Series. Let's hope the Mets have the better record and it'll go seven games. So, there. Just so another tweet or text doesn't come in during the show. I got it. Congratulations, Yankee fans. The Yankees finally found a way to beat Max Scherzer. They probably couldn't do that in the postseason. All right, let's be honest. Let's, you know, okay. And that's all I want to say about that. I do hope the Mets do win though. I hope Walker pitches his best stuff tonight. But, you know, it is what it is. You gotta save up for the playoffs. We are talking, it is primary day, and me saying that probably has a lot of people yawning. Why do I say that? Well, just look at the turnouts for primaries, and especially for this primary part two. Now, I am not, I don't buy everyone saying, well, you know, you have all the experts, and I love the experts. You know, a lot of these experts are friends of mine, and I always enjoy talking with them. But I just can't believe that someone doesn't know what's going on. You know, I have a lot of friends who aren't in the news world at all, right? They're not in the news world. They're not political, right? I mean, look at me when I leave here. You know, I pay attention a little bit. I get things sent to my phone. But let's be honest. You know, I'm seeing, you know, what's the pitching matchups in the MLB today. But even people I know who aren't tuned in at all probably couldn't tell you, you know, couldn't tell you who the vice president is. Couldn't. There might be people that don't even know who the governor is. And they know at least about the primary in NY23. Because the commercials have been everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. So I don't buy this that people don't know. Now, yes, are there people who, oh, they've seen the commercials, they don't know the day, they don't care? Of course. But what about those of you who do know? And maybe there is a primary in your party, but you're not going to put the effort in to go to the polls today. Is it, whoever wins the primary, I'll vote for in November? Is that the attitude? Is it politics, as we mentioned before the break, that are just turning you off? And again, that doesn't have to be on one side of the aisle. I think comments by politicians, both on the right and left, would be enough to turn some people away from politics. Like, you know, they're just in there. They're trying to divide us more and more. Why even take 30 seconds out of my day? Now, like I said, I don't have a primary today. If I did, I would vote. I was wrong. There are parts of NY23. I'm sorry. There are parts of Northern Erie County that NY23 dips into. So definitely check if you're unsure, but you want to go voice your opinion. You know, just go check. Hey, do I have something to vote for today? It's that simple. And I want to thank those of you who sent me a text and opened my eyes to that. I really appreciate it. It's good to have people who don't mind you in the right places. 803-0930, star 930. We'll get you on. What's driving you to, what's getting you to the polls today? What's bringing you to a primary? Or are you avoiding the primary? And why is that? Let's go to Stefan on line one. Stefan, thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I have a solution for the low turnout in voting. And let me see what you think about it. That if you do not vote, you will get a fine of like $20 to $25 for every time you do not exercise your right to vote. So whatever party you're in, if you do not exercise that voting, you're going to have to pay that fine when it comes to, just like they did Obamacare. Says whether you wanted insurance or not, say, hey, we're going to fine you when you do your taxes or go for your driver's license or you own property.
And if there are no candidates that you like, you can always write someone in.
That is true. Just as long as you register and exercise your right to vote. Says we'll catch you at your tax time. Says, oh, we see that you didn't vote this year. We're going to charge you $25.
Hey, Stefan, that would definitely get people to the polls, I'll tell you that.
And the money would go to roads and bridges in your city.
Oh, now you're selling me on this idea.
Says since you don't want to exercise it, but yet you want to take the liberty of living in the city or living in your area, it's going to go to the better and beautification of your city or
yeah.
Town.
I will take anything that would put more money into helping the infrastructure around Western New York. Stefan, I really appreciate the call. And you know, that would definitely get the turnout, because I always hear this from people. I don't like how our politics are. I don't like the politicians that are in. Well, did you go vote? No, I didn't. I mean, if you are so turned off about the rhetoric in D.C., the rhetoric in Albany, right? The rhetoric in your town. I mean, there's one way to change that. It's to get active. But and I can totally see how you could be turned off by today's politics. I am not blind to that. I can see that. And you put your bias aside and you can see that it's because of politicians on both sides of the aisle. I'm not blind to that. But the only way to change it is to actually go voice your opinion. That's why I always get upset when someone gets, you know, will get all political about, you know, either the president or Congress, but then they say, well, I didn't go vote. Well, do you really have a place to voice your opinion? I mean, even if you went and voted for a third party candidate or wrote someone in, at least you voiced your opinion. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Lackawanna. That's where Drew is. Hey, Drew, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What gets you going back to the polls?
Specifically in this one, it's more or less Carl's, you know, tell it how it is mentality. But more importantly, I went to his petition signing out in West Seneca to make sure that he was able to run, and shook his hand, you know, very personable guy. And I told him I, you know, appreciated his stance on gun control. And basically what he told me in a nutshell was what I've been saying for the last probably 10 to 12 years, ever since these school shootings started getting massive, was, in a nutshell, you can't stop the crooks. People want to do something illegal with a weapon, and they're that raged up about something, they're going to find it, whether they get it the legal way or the hard way. All you're doing by taking guns away from the regular civilians is prolonging the inevitable and making it harder for civilians to stand up and defend themselves in a situation like that.
So, Drew, that policy is driving you to the polls?
I'm
because
sorry?
The Second Amendment, that's driving you because you want someone who's going to be vocal?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Drew, I appreciate the call. And I think that's it for a lot of people, right? Something you are very passionate about, something that you might see being challenged here in New York State. Well, if I have a candidate that I think is going to be vocal about it, then I'm, you know, that right there would drive it to the poll. And again, Drew, you know, stands that way. There might be someone who is the complete opposite, and that policy would drive them to the poll. And that's why, right? And that's why they are so, what's the word I'm looking for? Enthused, passionate to get themselves to the polls. You know, I mean, we know there are people who are passionate about what they believe in. But if there's, you know, a couple of candidates sitting there that you don't think are going to be vocal about it or don't agree with you, maybe you sit at home. And maybe that's the reason. I'll go back to this. I just don't believe that people don't know what's happening. I do believe there are people who don't care. I do think, I know we haven't gotten a call on it, but we have gotten a few texts on it. People who are just so turned off by the ads, so turned off by the rhetoric, right? The spewing back and forth, that they might say, hey, I'm going to sit at home. You know, I don't want to take part in any of this and how toxic politics has gotten. Whoever my party puts up is either I might go vote for them in November. I might write somebody in. But I could be way off, too. I could be wrong as well. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show asking you if you're going to vote in the primaries today. If so, what's driving you there? What's getting you there? If not, I mean, there's a plethora of possibilities why you would not vote in your primary, right? You don't like the candidates your party put up. You are confused if you're even still in that district. And I do think there is a lot of confusion going on. As I said, I talked to somebody before the show who thought the NY23 election primary today was to send Langworthy or Palladino to serve out Tom Reed's time in Congress. That's not the case. That's a completely different election in the old NY23. The old NY23 has a primary, if you're a Republican, and has an election between Joe Stepawisky and Max Delapia. Now, Max Delapia is also going to run in November, regardless of what happens today. So if you are in the southern tier, if you are in Tom Reed's, if you were in Tom Reed's district, you have a primary as a Republican and a special election. If you're a Democrat, you have a special election still to go to the poll. If you are not in the old NY23, but you're in the new NY23, and you're a Republican, you have a primary. If you are a Democrat, Max Delapia will be your the name on the ballot in November for your party. But that's confusing. And there are people who probably walked in today thinking they were going to vote in a special election. There are also people today that probably walked in and thought that they were going to see Langworthy and Palladino on the ballot, and they didn't, right? Because of all the advertising. I mean, I've seen more ads, and I'm not in either district, by the way. I'm in NY26, but I've seen more ads for Carl Palladino, Nick Langworthy, and Claudia Tenney than I have seen for Brian Higgins. I actually saw the first Brian Higgins primary ad this morning during the news. Right? And that's just how it's been. But again, if you're watching TV, if you're listening, you might be a little confused. And everything, obviously, with the special master earlier or in the spring and what the districts were going to look like, and then Chris Jacobs deciding he wasn't going to run for another term. I mean, you've had so many, here in Western New York, we've had so many things changed up, not only the districts, but who's actually running. Things are so changed up. It's easy to be confused about what actually is going on. And then you have Claudia Tenney, who is serving in Congress right now, but she's moving to another district. Now, there is a small portion of her old district in this new district, but she is moving to a new district. So that has people confused because technically she's an incumbent, but can you say she's the incumbent for that district? So there's just a lot going on. And obviously, we learned on Hardline Sunday that the NY24 between Mario Fratto and Claudia Tenney is really heated. Now, most people have heard more of the Palladino-Langworthy primary, but the primary in NY24 is pretty heated as well. And, of course, I'm going to use this time as an advertisement. If you missed those interviews from Hardline on Sunday, you can find those at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. But it's interesting to observe as someone who likes observing politics, obviously, as the host of Hardline. I do enjoy observing politics, even though it at times makes me upset how toxic it's gotten and how politically divided we are. But it's been very interesting to observe all this, and it will be interesting to see the outcomes tomorrow and, you know, what played a factor and how many people actually did show up to the polls. And I wish they did exit polling in primaries like this, because I would love to know what brought people to their primaries. And then I wish they would go to a few houses and ask people why they didn't go vote in their primary. Both are very good questions. Again, just because I'm interested. But, you know, whatever you decide to do today, if you are confused, obviously there's a lot of resources online, and we will have complete election coverage right here on News Radio 930 WBEN starting at 9 p.m. tonight. You will hear from people like David Bellavia, Carl Calabrese, and more. And Tom Puckett will also be here with the results, not just from NY23, but from the old NY23, that special election. NY26, there is a Democrat primary with Brian Higgins and Eddie Igru. If you missed those interviews, also available at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. And then, obviously, in NY24 with Mario Fratto and Claudia Tenney. And again, you know, there are websites, there's the election site that you can go online and see who's on that ballot, so you know what to actually expect when you walk into your polling place today. But all of that will be covered right here on News Radio 930 WBEN throughout the day, and our exclusive live coverage starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Hey, I have a question for you. Is your garage door ugly? Well, you can enter Hamburg Overhead Door's Ugliest Garage Door Contest for your chance to win a brand new door from Clopay, A grand prize winner will be picked on September 2nd. Enter by Sunday, August 28th at WBEN.com. All right, before we get out of here, I have a question for you. Because I have noticed this more and more. And it's people that can't get slogans correct. Have you noticed this? The one that I noticed the most of all, I think more people use this slogan incorrectly than correctly. And that is maybe someone saying something about, hey, are you following that NY23? And you have a buddy who says, I could care less. The saying is, I couldn't care less. If you could care less, then you actually care. If you couldn't care less, then you don't care at all. But the amount of people that say, I could care less, could you? Well, good, then pay attention. The saying is, I couldn't care less. That's the saying. I mean, are there people who actually think the sayings, I could care less, or did you misspeak? That's what I want to know. Another one that I have to say, I had this wrong until very recently. When people say nip it in the butt instead of nip it in the bud, I thought it was nip it in the butt until very recently. But it's nip it in the bud. Maybe you still make this mistake. Another one is, where's the one I also do? Oh, espresso instead of espresso. There's no X in espresso, but people say espresso all the time. Maybe because it's just an express way to get your caffeine. I'll be here all week, folks. But yeah, I'm guilty of it. The couldn't care less one bothers me more than anything because I've said espresso, I've said nip it in the butt. But I always make sure I say, couldn't care less. Oh, you know, like people will do this to me all the time. Hey, the Mets are playing tonight. Ah, I could care less. Oh, really? Well, they're on SNY. Make sure you watch it. If you say you couldn't care less, oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry that I wasted 10 seconds of your time. Well, with that said, hope you have a great Tuesday afternoon. If you're getting going to vote in your primaries, drive safely, travel safely, and like I said, tonight, starting at 9 o'clock here on WBEN, we will have extensive live coverage of all the primaries and special election going on here in Western New York. You can hear that live at 9:30 a.m. or take it wherever you go on the Odyssey app. You can also ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 930 WBEN. David Bellavia will be next with 4 hours of very entertaining radio, as always. Bowerly will follow him 2 to 6. Puckett 6 to 7. And then again, our live Election Day coverage starting at 9. I'll be back here tomorrow at 9 a.m. with BMAZ and Beamer. Can't wait to talk with you then here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.